Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I'm delighted to say our Waterford librarians are both back with us again, Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany. Lovely to have you here with us. And you took on a great task for us, the audiobooks, the ones that we all love. But before we even start, we should say that people mightn't realise, Jenny, you can get these for free if you have a library membership.
Audiobooks, thousands and thousands of audiobooks for all tastes, all ages, all available for free through your library membership. There's an app called BorrowBox. It's very simple to use. You download it, you use your library card number and your library card access, and you're on almost straight away. People will say, oh no, an app, if they're not techie. It's actually not techie at all. Anyone who's familiar with apps will be so happy that it's so straightforward to use and to download. And if you're not techie and you want to use it, go into your local library, they'll get you set up. And then if you're completely analog and you want audiobooks but you don't want to use the app, libraries still have audiobooks on CD.
There you go.
And there's still books being, new titles being added all the time. But BorrowBox, free to your public libraries, adult titles, young adult, children's, the whole lot. Brilliant selection.
And some people can be a bit sniffy, and I was a little bit like this in the past, not anymore, about not reading the book but listening to the book. I'm over that, but do some people still feel like that?
We get that sometimes now, and I'm just very much like, listening to a book is reading a book. And people do it for all sorts of different reasons. Relaxation, people, like I've read some books with my ears because I found the printed book just a bit too hard. Or I was like looking at it going, it's a huge tome, I don't know if I'm going to get through this, or if it's quite short, or if the physical copy wasn't available, get the audiobook. But mostly now I'm kind of nearly torn now, and if I see a book I want to read, I go, I wonder, will I read this now and I listen to it? And then I'm looking at different things saying, who's the narrator, who's reading it, and what kind of reviews are they getting?
That makes a huge difference, doesn't
it? Definitely listening is reading. Listening is reading.
Okay, well, do you agree on that?
Oh, absolutely. But it really does depend on the narrator. And sometimes I would pick audiobooks just because the Jessica Regan is reading it, you know. So just because a certain Louise Harland is a brilliant one, Dervla Kerwin is another great narrator. But what I think people will be using audiobooks for at the moment is, if you're going on a cheap holiday, you're going to the sun, you will be lying down on a sun lounger, hopefully cheap as chips on this holiday, and you don't even have to turn the page. You'll be listening to the audiobooks.
Yes.
And you can download 5 audiobooks. It's not going to weigh anything in your bag as well. And what I find really handy for audiobooks, this is when I listen to audiobooks, is when I'm cleaning the house. And if I have a good audiobook, the house will never be as clean, because I just keep cleaning.
It's brilliant. It's guilt-free housework. You're reading and you're getting your work done as well.
My problem is when people try to talk to me then in the house when I'm listening to keep one headphone in and one headphone and pretend I'm in the room, but I'm not. I'm somewhere fabulous in the book. Do you like it when the author narrates the book?
Yes, but it actually depends, because sure, a memoir was, it was Stephanie J. Block that I think that read it. So in this particular case, or in that particular case, I was much preferred the Stephanie J. Block. Now, sure, did talk in it in some parts, but it was just, stay away from it. Rick Astley did one. He did Never. That's his autobiography. And he reads it. And that is lovely. And especially celebrity biographies, they have to read their own biographies, really, because it's like having Sinead O'Connor. Bono is the best audiobook that you're ever going to find.
There
Surrender.
You go.
Oh, it's a real production. It's got music in it. It's got the sound of the rain. It's fantastic.
Britney Spears and Elton John both did the introductions to their books
and then
handed them over.
Yeah, Britney had Michelle Williams, and then I think, did Elton John have that actor who played him in the film Targon? I can never remember that chap's name.
I know who you mean.
But
yes.
I think they were very good choices
as well.
Yeah, that
Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton, yeah.
I was glad Britney didn't read her book, because the same as Cher, right? There you go. But I wanted Elton
I would have listened to Elton read the whole lot. Yeah. And like, I love it. Like sometimes when the authors read their own work, like when Marion Keyes reads her own work, I'm listening to Marion Keyes, and as far as I'm concerned, it's like getting a warm hug from a friend. I feel like we're best of friends, and she's reading her book to me. But then the authors and the publishers that they're choosing, different voice actors, sometimes very, very famous actors have narrated audiobooks. And it's great, like, you know, that actors are getting work, whether they're famous, Hollywood famous, or come up and come, and the books are narrated so well.
Our listeners are in touch. Listening to books when you can't read is brilliant. If you're doing the ironing, if you're driving, if you're going for a walk, agree on every single one of those. Audiobooks are as much about the reader performance as the book. I highly recommend The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne, read brilliantly by Stephen Hogan. Also, Timothy West reading Anthony Trollope is a fantastic experience. People are all over this.
Stephen Hogan read Mouthing as well with Jessica Regan.
Oh, wow.
So this is one you love.
Orla Mackey picked her own narrators. A lot of the time, the authors don't get to pick their own narrators. Mm-hmm. So they were specially chosen. So very, very good.
I think if I had written a book, I'd want to be able to pick who read it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I think
of course
that would be
you would.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Now, Jenny, speaking of famous actors, you're recommending Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson. This is read by our own Nicola Coughlan.
Read by Nicola Coughlan, and she's a fabulous narrator. We know she's a brilliant actress, but she's a fabulous narrator. So Juno Dawson, she's a best-selling author who's written fiction and non-fiction books for young adults, and this is her foray into the adult world. So kind of a lot of times you have adult writers going the opposite way, but Juno Dawson wrote for young adults, and Her Majesty's Royal Coven follows a top secret government department of witches. So, you know, this is what I like.
You love this,
and there's a threat to the nation, whisperings of a prophecy, the coven is going to be brought to his knees, and it's all about friendship, and life as a witch was never simple, and now it's about to get apocalyptic. So there's three books in this series. I've listened to the first two, which is Her Majesty's Royal Coven and The Shadow Cabinet, and my next listen, I'm going to listen to the third book, Queen Bee. I've just literally downloaded it from Borrowbox, but the best part, Nicola Coughlan's narration is fabulous.
I bet.
Really, really good.
You see, there you
really
go. It makes it. Tracy, I'm going to ask you to come to The Inheritance. This is about a family reunion on a remote island that takes a dark twist. I already love it.
It's fantastic. This was recommended by a library customer. I read it. It's 10 hours, 39 minutes long. No audiobook should be over 11 hours. That's, I think, to me. It's a family reunion. It ends in a murder. The Argyvals are gathering at a family reunion on a remote island off the west coast of Scotland. The murder actually happens at the start of the book. You don't know who's murdered and you don't know who the murderer is. It's a story of a rich family who will stop at nothing to protect their own. And family is everything. The family are expecting their father to retire. He's going to sell their multi-million company and divide up their inheritance. They all need the money. Myra, the eldest daughter, she owns the island but is in financial difficulty. So the inheritance will help with that. You've got Asim, who's the son. He wants the inheritance to start up his own business. He's married to Zoe, his influencer wife. And then you've got Aisha. She is the wild child who spends the money and has all the unsuitable boyfriends, and the unsuitable boyfriend is currently on the island. This book will keep you guessing until the end. Lots of family secrets revealed along the way, but a really good book.
So remind us again, it's called The Inheritance
by Tricia Zakalecki.
Right, okay, that sounds great. That's sold. We're into that. Now, we're going to a classic next, Jenny, Brideshead Revisited by Evelyn Waugh, but this is read by Jeremy Irons.
Read by Jeremy Irons. Of course, he also starred in the famous television adaptation. And the version I listened to was on CD. I borrowed it on CD. My car is old enough to have a CD player. I'm old enough still to have a CD player. And it was recommended to me by a book group I'm in. I would never have thought of it. And it's a classic tale. We know it's got love, fate, loss. The character Charles Ryder, he meets up this aristocratic family and the fading world set between the two world wars. But Jeremy Irons reading the audiobook, his voice is really reflective, but he's so measured and he's so poetic. It's just wonderful to listen to. A classic treat. Yeah, and obviously I knew the storyline. I've read that book years ago. I've seen the TV show, but it was recommended to me a few weeks ago and I said, you know what? And there, lo and behold, had it on CD. Wonderful to listen to.
Your next pick. When I saw this last night, I downloaded it straight away. Tom Lake.
Tom Lake by Anne Patchett, but narrated in the audiobook version by Meryl Streep.
I cannot wait. I'm going to start it today.
So, like, it's, you know, Meryl Streep's writing paired with, sorry, beg your pardon, Anne Patchett's writing paired with Meryl Streep's narration. And if I had looked at the book version of this before, and it's set in the beginning of 2020. And it's a family who were brought together because of the circumstances that we're all under 2020. And I was like, nah, that's not for me, not right now.
Sometimes then, that can be a turn off. Yeah.
But then I said, oh no, this audiobook's narrated by Meryl Streep and it's fantastic. So it's set in America. You have this woman, Lara, her daughters all return to the family home in Northern Michigan. And they start asking her about her past. Before they were born, their mother had been in a theatre company called the Tom Lake Theatre. That's where the title of the book comes from. And she'd had a romance and shared a stage with a famous actor. And of course, she's recalling her past, and her daughters have to examine their own lives and reconsider the world as they thought they knew it. But yeah, narrated by Meryl Streep. And we've since found out that, I haven't heard it yet, but there's a version of Charlotte's Web, the classic children's story, out there somewhere narrated by Meryl Streep. So that's, we're going hunting for that
right,
one now.
We'll go down the Meryl Streep
Road. Yeah.
Now, Tracy, next up, you describe this one as creepy but brilliant. It's called Beautiful Ugly by Alice Feeney.
Alice Feeney is known for psychological thrillers. She's written 7 books. It's read by Richard Armitage and Tuppence Middleton.
Isn't he also an author, Richard Armitage?
Yes, I think he is.
He's
actually a very good narrator,
books.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's 9 hours, 23 minutes long. The author, Grady Green, has just found out his book is a bestseller. So it's the best day of his life, but it actually turns out to be the worst day of his life. The wife is driving home on the coast road, and he's speaking to her on the speakerphone. She finds a body in the road. She says to Grady, oh, I'm just going to go out and see if the person is OK or what happened, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, keep me on speaker, keep me on speaker. And he says, like, he was trying to convince her not to go out. She goes out, and that's the last you see of Abby, his wife. Now, it's a year later, and the godmother of Abby is actually Grady's agent. Now, he can't write. He's, you know, he's got writer's block. So she sends him off to another remote Scottish island who used to belong to a writer who died a couple of years ago. But only 25 inhabitants on this island. They're all a bit strange. There's a cliffhanger at the end of every chapter. It's absolutely brilliant.
Sounds great.
Oh, it's brilliant.
And you've another one now, which you say is a little bit different. Lula Dean's Little Library of Banned Books.
This is read by January Lavoie. Now, she is one of those. Jeremy Irons, I think, was number 5 on the best narrators, but she's up there in the top 20. It's set in Troy, Georgia. Everyone is frightened of Lula Dean. She's decided that the books in the school library and the public library are not suitable for the town. So thanks to the like-minded people, she's able to remove all the unsuitable books in the library and set up her own library outside her house with the suitable books that she deems suitable. She's not a reader. She buys them from the second-hand shop, 50 cents. So you can imagine.
A very current theme, all of this, in the United States.
Yes. In the middle of the night, a couple of people come along with a suitcase of the banned books and swap the dust covers. So the banned books are now in the library, but people think they're the suitable books. But it's a book about the people who want to fight back for what they believe in, the right to be a little bit different. I just love this book. It was recommended by Anne-Marie in Browns Road Library.
There you go. Now, Jenny, you're going to take us to your favourite place again, because some fantasy science fiction choices.
Fantasy science fiction. And people who don't consider themselves to be fans of fantasy and science fiction writing usually end up liking listening to it. And people who don't read science fiction will watch, like, you know, or fantasy will watch, like, your Lord of the Rings or your Game of Thrones. But an audiobook version of these are brilliant. They have a great appeal. And so often when you find something like a fantasy series, you'll have loads of books in the series. You'll have loads to keep you going. But what I want to recommend is a standalone book, and it's called Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. Now, Andy Weir wrote The Martian, which, of course, became a huge film. And in this audio version, it's narrated by Ray Porter. Tracy, I don't know if you've got to go for it now because it's 16 hours long.
It's
over
long.
Your limit.
Tracy's out. She's gone. 11 hours or less.
But it's 16 hours long, but not as long as what our character has to go through. You've got this person, astronaut Ryland Grace. He wakens alone on a spaceship. He's no memory of himself or his mission. He slowly deduces he's the sole survivor of a crew sent to a far-off solar system in search of a solution to a catastrophic event back on Earth. And to survive, he must rely on his vast array of scientific knowledge, his ingenuity, his human will. But he may not have to continue the search alone. So it's a science fiction story, but at its core, it's really a story of survival. Now, I like the audiobook version of this. I really like it. It's very well paced with the reveals and the twists. I didn't think it would have made a good audiobook. I read the paper version of it years ago when it came out, but it's really, really well produced, and it's at the pace and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it was recently recommended to me in audio form in a book group I'm in, and I absolutely loved it.
Loved it.
Loved
a winner.
Project Hail Mary. Yeah.
Book du jour, everyone's talking about The Names by Florence Knapp. Did you listen to it?
Yes, it is read by Dervla Kerwin. It's Smother. Who's a member in Smother and Ballykiss Angel. I listened to this book, but I actually bought the book. I bought two copies of this book. A couple of friends I gave the book to. But this is the book of the moment. Cora's husband, Gordon, tells his wife, go and register the name of his newborn son. The parents are coming. His parents are coming. The husband wants to name the son Gordon. So, you know, that's what she's going to do. Cora doesn't want to call her son Gordon because Gordon is, it's a bit aggressive. She wants to call the son Julian, and Julian means Sky Father, so it's a tribute to the father. She brings her 9-year-old daughter Maya with her, and Maya wants to call the son Bear. So it's, at this stage, the book splits into three, more or less, and it is what happens to the son, the Cora, Maya, the father, if she calls the son Bear, Julian, or Gordon. I really liked it, but in this case, you would have to listen to a chapter at a time, because you've got a chapter about Gordon, you've got a chapter about Bear and Julian, and you just have to finish off the chapter. But you can time your audiobooks to finish at the end of the chapter. Mm-hmm. So you're always, you know which one, which character you're reading about.
Well, people are listening to you because this listener, Chloe, listened to Hear One Moment by Leanne Moriarty following your recommendations last month. So that's good news. Chloe said it was excellent, and she really enjoyed Ruth Jones from Gavin and Stacey reading her own book, Love Untold. Her accent was just perfect for it. Senna has loved It Should Have Been You by Andrea Marr, and the narrator is Jessica Regan, who we've mentioned here, and she says she brings a little extra to any book that she narrates. And we were thinking as well about books you could download now for going on the long car journey or travelling over the summer period.
The long car journey or the campsite, something you can have and listen together as a family. And you might, you know, and the great thing about the BorrowBox app is you can download the books for offline listening as well. So the family can all be chilling together, listening to the same stories. You haven't got that background YouTuber noise going. It's all gone. And one I really recommend is called Girls Who Slay Monsters, Daring Tales of Ireland's Forgotten Goddesses. And it's written by an author, Ellen Ryan, and it's read by an actress called Amy McAllister, who also narrated the Aisling series of books for adults. Like, it's just the actors are amazing. But in Girls Who Slay Monsters, you've got Ireland's folklore is brought to modern readers, and there's mermaids, fashionistas, athletes, monster slayers, and it's only 4 hours long. So it's a nice thing. You could break up on a family holiday, little break. You could break up an hour a night or an hour at bedtime.
And there's lots of things that people can go back to as well, including Owen Colfer for his Artemis Fowl, I know, which you've recommended as well. So that's worth thinking about. Jenny and Tracy, we have to leave it there for now, but thank you so much for being with us, our Waterford librarians.